You sit down to watch a movie. Maybe you're looking for something that reminds you of childhood. Harry Potter might be a good choice.
Dear Mr. Potter, we are pleased to inform you that you have been accepted at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
The night bus drives through the winding streets of the Wizarding World, and then suddenly, it comes to a stop. That's when you hear it. But maybe it isn't Harry Potter. Maybe you just start a new girl and you see Jess going to pick up her stuff from her ex-boyfriend's house.
She gonna be okay in there?
I got it!
But wait, no. It wasn't New Girl or Harry Potter you wanted to watch. It was Free Willy, or Monsters University, or Hellboy. This cat sound is used a lot. Often when a cat isn't even a part of the plot of the movie. So why choose this sound? Hasn't this poor cat had enough?
One, it's kind of funny, you know, and two, it has this sort of frequency of chaos. So you add these other things in and it springs an imagination. You hear something off screen and you imagine a cat running away. So it's something that is also a little bit of a cliche.
That's Tom Myers. He's a sound designer and mixer at Skywalker Studios and has worked on films including Kong Skull Island, Up, WALL-E, Star Wars Episode 3, to name a few. But you don't have to be a sound designer to pick up on this recurring sound. You just have to, well, watch TV.
Once you brought it to my attention, I was like, oh yeah, I have heard that a bunch of times.
These recurring sounds in media aren't uncommon. There's a lengthy history of film sound tropes, including the infamous Wilhelm scream, or the misplaced loon noise. And if you do a quick search for these online, you can find out about them pretty quickly through a variety of sources. But for this cat crash noise, it isn't quite the same. While there's some internet banter and forums discussing the sound, there's no definitive history of it or much explanation of why it's used. TV consumers and TV characters alike have had to simply guess.
Jeez!
It was just a cat. Let's keep moving.
Holy crap!
What is up with that cat?
Is someone throwing it?
Let's not keep moving, because there is an insane cat down here.
But what about the zombies?
Back burner, Troy. This cat has to be dealt with.
So why is this sound so widely used?
There's certain frequencies that you rely upon that sort of make people's, you know, the hair on the back of their neck stand up. Those sounds, like a cat sound, the higher frequency sounds, are ones that make us feel uncomfortable. It's like the, you know, the violin strings in Psycho. Normal dialogue is around 1K, 1 kilohertz, and you get up into 4K or, you know, 6 or something like that, which is where those cat frequencies are. It sort of makes your shoulders stand up and the hair on the back of your neck stand up. So those are, you know, there's a physical reaction that people have to various frequencies. So, and that comes into sort of play with that. And that's the cat thing is perfect. And it goes with the sort of crashing glass and sort of similar frequencies.
But beyond the frequencies of the sound and its impact on the audience, this cat crash noise is, it's kind of like an inside joke for sound designers and avid viewers.
So my guess is it started out as something that was supposed to be scary and then got used enough times in enough movies where it's like, you know, lightning crash or something like that, as these horror tropes that are things that are used over and over again. So my guess is it, after a while, like a lot of cliche, it started out as something real and then became cliche and then became humorous. It just is something that sound people have become sort of aware about. And it was initially, it's something that people just did to amuse themselves or other sound people. And then other people, directors and stuff, became aware of it. And so they started to use it and request it. And then audience members started to become aware of it.
The cat crash sound effect may not be used seriously to scare an audience anymore, but it's unlikely to completely die out with the life it's taken on outside of creating fear.
It is something that has been around And it's something that we've used, but it's not something that I was always conscious of. But now maybe I'll sneak it in a couple of spots and we'll see what happens.
For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.